3.5 to 4 hours a day in the car. And I, you know,
I mean, that's legit then. I would imagine.
I asked him right up front, you know, are you buying gas for other people? What's going on? And he just said no. And it's just that the fact is,
I'll go in and get a soda sometimes, but it's not like I'm going in and buying the store.
If he's in the car 3.5 to 4 hours a day,
3 days until he goes back. That's all I want to say.
Only 3 days left.
Only 3 days left, and we're going to get all the loose ends tied up in the next 3 days.
Oh, no.
And a wonderful scene this morning at my house, incidentally, as well. When Frida, here's the deal. Bart's car, there was a recall on the car that I've so graciously supplied you. So
yes.
The deal was that the car had to be at the Nissan place this morning, like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Frida said, the note's at 8 to 9:30.
Well, Mom had to work today. So that means that the schedule was moved up a little bit. So once I got past the initial this morning, waking up and hearing Frida upstairs, you know, pounding it like I'm downstairs doing what's known as show prep, a.k.a. work.
Right.
I'm actually sitting at my desk and hear from upstairs.
Bart, you better get up. Bart, you better. Ma'am, amen. Ma'am, amen. Bart. If you're not in the car by the time I get in the car, you're not taking the car back to college. Do you hear me? Mom, I'm getting up.
And then I walk into the middle of this and I go, what's going on? And she says, nothing, nothing. It's between Bart and I. So now she comes back. She comes back. They've gone to the car dealership this morning. They drop off the kid's car. My wife's got to drop my kid off so she can go to work. She comes back inside my house, and I said, what are you doing here? And she said, he's sleeping in my car. I said, what do you mean he's sleeping in my car? She says, I can't wake him up. He's sleeping.
So did she really try to wake me up?
Yes. So
I'm not kidding. I did not know she tried to wake me up.
So the deal is, at 7:30, 7:40 this morning, my wife, because she's a great woman and a great mom, and she puts up with all your crap,
yes.
She gets up to follow you. After a big fight to wake you up, in which you've asked us to wake you up so we can handle this car thing.
But I did get up in time.
She follows you to the dealership. You drop the car off. Then Mom comes back home. Keeping in mind, she's at home like at 9 o'clock. She's got an hour to get to work. She comes into me and she says, all frazzled, and she's got her Kathy Lee work clothes on. You know what I mean? She's all dressed up. She comes and she goes, listen, I don't know what to do. I go, what is the freaking problem?
So she couldn't go to work because she was sleeping in her car.
Yeah, what is the freaking problem now? She said, he's sleeping in my car. I said, and? He won't wake up.
Wow.
Doesn't that mean like I'm kind of in a coma?
Maybe a little narcolepsy or something like that.
I don't know. You know, you got the late hours. Man, you got the Elvis hours. You really got the Bass Ackwards hours. You should work an all-night shift. Really
I would.
Should. I know you would. You would if you could. All right. Well, that's all I have to say to you.
Well, my hours are fine for my schedule next semester, and you know this.
Well, and you know that that's the way it's got to be.
Right.
Because I love you more than anything. But what happens if you screw up this time? And I'm serious, Barty.
I'm out of the house.
That's right. You're goddamn right. I love you, and I swear to Christ, I'll kick your ass out on the curb. On the curb. See, he knows. That's mm-hmm. That's why I tolerate a lot of this other stuff, because right. I pray he knows that I mean this, that I cave in every once in a while with him. But on this, I am rigid, and I am. There's a part of me that's actually almost ready for it,
really.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not looking forward to it, but I've kind of challenged my son and said, the last year you kind of had, you know, you didn't take the year off, but you screwed around and you let your grade point average drop and you missed a bunch of classes.
But even since high school, haven't you been waiting for me to just fail?
No, what do you mean? Haven't
I? Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way.
I do think that you have had a
charm. The lucky thing, the lazy lucky.
I do think you've had the charm life, just like when you came back this summer. I was hoping that reality would give him a big kick in the ass, that he would come back from college, and that I've taken away money, I've taken away credit cards, he's going to be screwed. Instead, the boy that has absolutely no get up and go, the very first day finds an ace's job,
right,
that pays him over $10 an hour.
It doesn't pay me over $10 an hour, Dad.
Well, it pays you a very good... I know you didn't want me to talk about that, sorry.
I'm happy with how much, but it's not over $10.
But let me just say, he's making a pretty good salary for a 19-year-old kid, right? And see, I was thinking that once he got home and he realized no credit card, no gas card, even if he's got a car, he can't drive anywhere. He's got
three words for when he goes back to school. Magna cum laude. There you go.
Anyway.
Magna cum laude.
Bart, would you like to entertain some calls from listeners?
Fine.
Fine?
Fine, he said.
All right, let's see what
I don't think they're going to be positive.
Well, I don't know. Hello, Julie. Yeah, you're on the air. Bart's on the phone.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike. Hello, Bart.
Hello.
Did you see a little movie called Reality Bites with Winona Ryder?
Yes, I did, and Ethan Hawke.
Okay, do you remember what she did with her daddy's Chevron card?
Yes. I'm not...
Why don't you enlighten all of the rest of us? What did she do with her father's card?
Okay, well, Dad was cracking the whip and saying, well, let's just say he's saying everything that Don just said in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And so he said, listen, I know you have responsibilities, so I'm going to buy you gas for your car, and that's it. So she camped out at the gas station, and when somebody wanted to pay cash, she said, let me pump that for you and put it on my card. So she did that, and... she had lots of cash at the end of the day, Bart. Would you like to comment?
Listen.
That is not my job.
While that is a good plan, that would require actual work on my kid's part. He'd have to actually go to the place, scout it out, do that.
Right.
Don't think that's happening. Here's another call for you, Bart. Here's listener Mike. Mike, hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, it's going fine.
Hey, I'm just calling to kind of give Bart a little bit of a hand here. You know, everybody's give him a bunch of crap, and I kind of think he might be up and up.
Yeah, I know I'm really a jerk dad for making a big. I'm really a jerk dad for making a big case about a $700 freaking gas bill for 1 month for car.
No. I'd question it, but you know I drive probably 2 hours each way every day, and I don't know what parts drive. But I got
He's got a Nissan truck.
Yeah, so like 6-cylinder or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he probably gets, like, you know, upper teen gas mileage. Well, I get, like, 30-something, and every month I wind up putting up, like, $300-some each month.
Great. Well, that's great. You put about $300-some. My son put double that.
Inadvertently, he didn't help your son's
my
cause.
My son put double that in 1 month.
My car probably gets double the gas mileage.
What?
I probably get double the gas mileage. I got a little 4-cylinder car. I get 30-some miles of the gas.
Right.
And so, only drives,
I'm doing city driving a lot of the time.
Okay. Hold on a second.
I'm doing city driving.
Hello, here is George. George, not in Mike's show. Hello, George.
Hey, what's up? Bart, what's going on, man?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just calling because my dad's been busting my balls, too, for, you know, lounging around too much. But you guys got to understand, man, we stay up pretty late just partying, hanging out, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I know what Bart says. I mean...
Yeah, we have to understand.
Yeah, we have to understand that.
Come on, man.
That's right, Ferris. We have to understand that.
Yeah, we have to understand that, Don.
Right. All right, dudes.
That's just how it is, you know? I mean, we're young. We got... Right. We get off work.
Good day to you. You're not my kid. I'll hang up on your ass. Anyway, all right, that's it. I was just mentioning that, and it's 3 days to go.
Hey, Bart, if we don't talk to you before you go back, you know, good luck with everything down at Clemson.
Thank you. I was going to come in today, and then I decided against
it. I wish you had.
Well, good luck, Bart.
You were going to come in, and here we go. Now we're going to play this game, the guilt game. You were going to come in except what? Because I'm talking about your gas thing on the air?
No, the place I work downtown, we're hanging out tonight because I'm not going to see him again.
Gotcha. See, even nicer. He was going to come by work, but then he got a better offer.
Whenever I tell you, you say we're booked. So I don't feel
well, bad. I know. Well, see, here's the thing. I don't want you to be like Cody Gifford.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
I'm bringing it up to you. It's not like you're telling me to come in.
I know, and you said I want to come by the show, and I said that's great. If you want to come by work, I like having you by work, but, God, there's a part of me that wants to throw you on the radio because, you know, I think you're an interesting kid.
So what are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, no, you've already been on the show 20 minutes today. I don't want you on 20 minutes tomorrow. You know,
sorry.
And tomorrow, listen, hello, McFly. Tomorrow, you got to start packing your car. You got to get that futon out of Mom's car. We got to move that into my car. You got to get your boxes ready. You got to get your school books ready. You got to get your clothes packed. Key Rice.
Packing takes 2 hours.
Never mind. This is why I'm so freaking frustrated at my house.
Why?
Because... you don't realize that you're not going to be able to put this job off until 8 o'clock on Saturday morning.
I know, because I got to have it packed before Saturday morning.
That's right, because on Saturday morning, what's the other last-minute thing we're doing? Oh, that's right, you have to go to driver improvement school on Saturday.
Yes.
All right, listen, I love you. I love you no matter what the hell you're doing, but you're killing me. What did I tell you upstairs? I said, listen, Mom and I argue about you, and I try not to take sides. I try to stay neutral. But like with this gas bill, is this not true or not, Barty? I said, you are freaking killing me with this. It's like, what can I say to Mom? I can't disagree. This is wrong. This is bad. You're taking advantage of me, for God's sake.
Have your friends come to you, young man. Have your friends come to you.
That's it. That's why I'm counting down now. 3 days until
72 hours
until we go back to college.
All right.
Okay. I'll see you.
Take care, Bart.
Bye.
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 There he goes. There he goes.
Don't be hating. The hell does that mean? What is
I think he's okay. I don't think he's doing anything hinky.
He sounds okay.
I think he's doing all right.
Maybe he's calling your radio show and caring about you. And if he's not okay,
he's just kind of a pain in the ass. I love him. He's a pain in the ass, and I'll be happy one of these times. He's going to go off to college, and he's going to come back, and he's going to be the guy that I.
Hello,
think...
father.
Somewhere between that. And
hello, father. I'm back. Look at what I've done. I found a cure for cancer.
Wearing his Buster Brown shoes.
And I have a giant check to reimburse you and Mama.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.com. Developed by the G3 Group.
On the Elizabeth Delta, Delta anticipate a long line of brake lights from the Dulles Toll Road all the way around to College Park. Also anticipate a slow ride eastbound 66. We have an accident at 123. Your left lane's blocked. For a limited time, Laurel Toyota at CarMax is taking $200 off select new Toyotas, including Corollas, RAV4s, and Siennas. CarMax, the way car buying should be. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
WJFK.
Shop Hudson Trail Outfitters Memorial Day sale for savings of up to 60% throughout the store. For over 35 years, the most complete local resource for everything outdoors is Hudson Trail Outfitters.
Meet Chris. He knows more about television than just about anybody. He should. Chris directs new technology training at Tweeter and has some great reasons why you should buy your flat panel high def TV from them.
One, when you have the latest technology, you have to know your stuff. There's no faking it. Our experts really know HDTV, so we'll make sure you get the right one. Two, we want you to have a system that works for you. So we come to your home, no charge. Design your system, free. And install it right the first time. After all, we're the home entertainment experts. Three, you'll deal with one person every step of the way.